Cult Studios is hosting an artist holiday market today, which features the works of over 20 artists. The market begins today at 1 o'clock and closes at 5 p.m. So if you're looking for original gifts such as hats, jewelry, printmaking, ceramics, clothing, glass, and more, all made by local artists, be sure to stop by Cult Studios at the corner of Montana and Ochoa. Here with me today to tell us all about the market are Jess Tolbert and Cindy Gutierrez-Krupp. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina.
Hi.
Hi, it's always a pleasure to talk to you two. So just to think that this time last year, the idea of even doing this was like not a thing. How's it feel to be back or to be alive, actually, because you guys didn't even exist this time last year?
No, we didn't. We've been open since July.
Yeah, we had our first event in July. That's the last time we were on the show. This is about our fourth or fifth event, I think.
Yes. Excited that it's December and we're here, still here.
No, it's great. I mean, at this time last year, were you all thinking of this concept already? Or were you like, was Cult Studios a thing already in your brains?
For Jess and I, yes, definitely. It was before COVID fully hit us here in El Paso that we had already wanted this to happen.
Yeah, about 2 years ago, actually, when we met at Los Artistas, we began speaking about a space for artists that could work, but where we could work, but also where artists could be represented in terms of maybe a shop or a gallery. And it kind of evolved. And it was after, you know, not really after COVID, obviously, but it was in early part of this year that we jumped into it.
So let's talk about the market, because you all do a really good job of rallying artists. And I don't know that you're curating necessarily, but I know that when I go there, that there's always really beautiful wares. Tell us about that.
My front space in the very front, that's Agahat Co. Studio Plus Shop. And yes, it is curated. I ask artists if they would bring in some of their works. I decide what goes in, what's going to fit. And then I just go from there. And as they sell, it just keeps rotating and changing up the display and everything around the shop.
What about you, Jess? Because you have a unique space too. And I know you have a lot of, well, jewelry is your thing, so I know that there's a lot of definite pieces by other jewelry makers there as well.
Primarily at Cult Studios, I use the space to make my own work, but about once a month since we've kind of gotten going here, Cindy's been hosting a Meet the Artist event, typically on a Saturday, and so one of the artists that Cindy shows up front will come and maybe bring extra kind of special stuff, and what I'll do is in my space, I'll open it up and host a contemporary jeweler, just give them the space to bring some of their work to sell. And that's kind of the idea for this weekend as well, where I'll have two contemporary jewelers amidst all of the other artists that Cindy's got up front.
So how will that work? Because you have the works of over 20 artists. I imagine that you all have stocked it a little differently, or are they going to be there as well, selling their own setups, or what's it going to look like? Do you have an idea?
For the front space, it will all go through the shop. So the artists are free to talk to people and not feel tied to where their works are. So I will set up all around. Even my studio side will have different works set up throughout my work tables. Some of the artists will be able to be there. So they will be walking around talking to people, and we will take care of ringing people up so they don't even have to worry about that.
And as you move through towards my space, I'll have two contemporary jewelers, Cassandra Adame and Sandra Salaisis, whose work will be shown and being sold there. Sandra actually lives in Casas Grandes, and so she's going to join us virtually. So I think we'll have a computer set up, and she'll be in her studio making and maybe being there to answer questions if anyone has those. And then also back there, I'm going to be hosting local photographer Nick Gialanella, and he's going to be setting up to do tintype portraits in the space.
Oh, that's right. Now I know, because just before we started recording, I'm like, Nick, I had invited him to be on to talk about his tintypes, but he was still a little nervous. So maybe I should reach back out to Nick, huh?
Yeah, definitely. he hasn't really done a pop-up like this doing them. He's done workshops for UTEP students and some for himself, and has gotten good at it and has been practicing for a while. So I invited him to come to our space and offer it to the public.
So not to put you on the spot, but if people who are listening and don't know what a tintype is, can you describe what that is?
All I know is that the tintypes are beautiful. They look like a vintage photograph. Yes, I don't know exactly the process.
It's like a thin piece of metal, and it's like coated with the photosensitive material, and it's exposed. It's a light sensitive material, and it's exposed, and it goes through a process of developing, but it's all directly on a thin piece of metal versus a piece of paper.
Yep.
They're beautiful.
They're gorgeous, and it's a one take situation. So you got to get it right. And I think that's the beautiful old timey thing. Like, there's no like, oh, can we do it again? Or you could, but then you have to buy a whole other tintype.
Yeah. And it always looks old, just the nature of them, the kind of sepia tone.
Yeah, the sepia.
It's such a cool opportunity.
Going back into the rest of the space, since Ivan's not here, we will also have coffee party. I don't know if you've ever had their coffee, Marina, but in the little classroom that Jess and I have in the back, coffee party will be there serving up their amazing coffees.
Yes.
And then Ivan will have basically everything he's working on right now. So he's working on ceramics. He's a painter and he's doing a lot of prints, like lino cut prints, correct? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it'll feature most of his works in the back.
Okay, now let's talk price points, because I know people think that purchasing something from a local artist can be really expensive. And yes, that can be the case. But I also know that we're talking about gifts in a market and that there is something for every price point. Not that you have to tell me what things cost, but just kind of give us a range or what people can expect. Because you are getting something that's beautiful, that's handmade, that is touched by an artist, but at the same time, it's accessible.
In my front space, I do have some books. I have the new La Semilla zine, that the collaboration with Ruby and La Semilla and Zeke Pena. So that's exciting. And those are very affordable books. So I have that one. I also have Mixta Ruby's book, Inventos Míos. And I have Gris Muñoz's book, Cuatlicui Girl. I have some of their postcards and stickers. So it's some small weaving pieces by Becca Vasquez. Like, all of these are very affordable and it's all handmade by an artist here in El Paso. So there are very affordable pieces in the shop for sure.
Yeah, I think there's definitely going to be a range of price points for all budgets.
Yeah.
Throughout the space.
Okay. So are there items that you all are particularly lustful of, or that you think, oh my God, I wonder who the lucky person is that's going to take this away? Will you tell us about them, describe them, and maybe you can tantalize us all to go down there right now and go pick up some stuff?
Yeah, this is my everyday life, walking to the studio. I have to walk through Cindy's shop and I have to blindfold myself because I'm always buying things in there. It's very difficult not to. Actually, let's see. I'm always pining for more Nian Moore. I mean, their garments are just incredible. They're just so well made. They're so interesting and unique and all naturally dyed. No one is the same as the next. I'm always interested in those pieces. And speaking of price points, they have a great range of price points from like simple cotton t-shirts to dresses and then kind of these robes. They're really,
and
really
hoodies. Beautiful. I just and got hoodies today. Just three hoodies. There's also Tavo. I love his barrel fired pottery. It's gorgeous. And he lays it on some, you know, wood and branches. And sometimes the print is actually like on the pottery itself of where it was laying and how it was fired. So they're beautiful pieces.
One of the jewelry artists that'll be there, she creates work out of steel mesh. And she creates like hollow forms out of steel mesh. And then she packs into the mesh a powdered glass enamel. And it's fused, fired into the mesh. And so there are these really lightweight, but very dimensional and really unique pieces of jewelry.
They're gorgeous. You all can't see, but Jess was holding up your earring to the Zoom camera. And I'm like, OMG. It's hard to walk into Cult Studios and not want to walk out of there with everything.
So difficult.
It is. So then you're doing something right.
I hope so.
Any other artists or wares that you all want to highlight for folks?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. Dina Perleska has been working super hard at keeping my cabinet filled with her beautiful pottery. Los Dos also bringing in their prints. And Zeke, I have a Zeke Pena print that's sitting in a flat file waiting for its new home. And I don't know. It's just there's some Silver Spur Designs. She makes her own jewelry and also has, we do carry, or I have a lot of Native American pieces, Navajo made, Pueblo, Zuni Pueblo. So there's just so much in the, all over, kind of scattered around in the space. So
Cindy and I, since we opened the studio, we've collaborated on something. And so I'm going to plug us. And we've created these, this series of like bolo ties that feature kind of a staple piece that I've made. And then Cindy's beautiful woven leather, different kind of color combinations and material combinations. So you can also find this.
That's amazing. You know what? I was about to ask you to plug yourselves because I'm talking to two very talented makers. And well, Jess, let's start with you. What pieces do you have? I mean, aside from the collab pieces, which sound gorgeous, what can we expect to see from your collection?
I'll have a series of my kind of production earrings. And I will also have some of my kind of larger pieces. I have a few necklaces that I will be showing. And I create work out of staples. And so I'll let you imagine what that might look like.
It looks awesome.
It's very intricate work.
Yes, it is. I'm like, how does she do that? And I think, Jess, you were telling me that each staple has to be brushed and all the glue removed, etc. So
yeah, each one is cleared of its coating. And then I lay them out in a pattern and Cindy and I jam out with good music and that's how I do it.
Stuff done. Now, what about you, Cindy? And you're the hat lady, but amongst that, you're also the weaver and the everything else lady.
Yeah. So I've been very busy with hats, super busy. So I will have 4 ready-made hats. And that's pretty much all I could do right now because we just did Las Artistas. And I was ready for that and did well. And thank goodness I had at least 4 left to show at the market that we're going to have on Saturday. So just hats.
Just hats is good. Hats, bolos, jewelry, all of it. You can expect to see it there at Cult Studios. Today, my guests have been Jess Tolbert and Cindy Gutierrez-Krepp. And we've been talking about the artist market that opens today at 1 o'clock. It'll go till 5 o'clock. And Cult Studios is located at the corner of Montana and Ochoa. Jess and Cindy, always a pleasure. Good luck on the market today. And thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.